This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warrior Set Free. And Steve, we're going to talk about a couple things today, but first of all, kind of this idea of disciple making in the sense of you were talking with some chaplains recently about Christmas time and how it's a great occasion to share the gospel, but a lot of people don't feel equipped. Can you start us off by kind of explaining the thought behind this and how it came up?
Yes, one of the terms I don't know if I coined it or I stole it from someone else is the term discipleship deficit. And of course, we're commanded to go make disciples, and not very many people are doing that in or out of the church. The ones who are, we look up to. So one of the things that I'm passionate about is being able to share with other, in my case, men and warriors and veterans, what it means to be in relationship with God through Jesus. And so when I look at Christmas and all the celebrations and the church services and the malls and the gifts, it comes back down to it's all about the greatest gift of Jesus from God and an effort in his desire to connect us back to him. So, one of my pastors said recently he doesn't like the term Jesus is the reason for the season. And my response would be Jesus is the reason for every season and for everything. So, it's important that as an organization and as the global church, we stay focused on the gospel and on connecting people with Jesus for forgiveness of sins, for a right relationship with God the Father, for eternal blessings. So it's way more than a month in presence on our team.
And you, as a reminder for people, you guys work with veterans and first responders. Can you explain how, I guess, that how you come in contact with them and how that relationship then turns to disciple making?
Absolutely. So Warrior Set Free focuses on military veterans and first responders. We're a part of a bigger ministry that serves everybody, Set Free out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. But one of the desires of Warrior Set Free is to address the common military veteran and first responder problems of PTSD and suicide and addiction. And all those problems stem from the sin that's in our life, the things that we've done, the things that have been done to us, the trauma of combat just really magnifies the brokenness that we experience in life. So there's a lot of organizations doing everything they know in an effort to relieve the pain of combat or of life. And we've discovered, and it's not a secret that Jesus is the only true cure for brokenness, pain, and sin. So we guide military veterans and first responders in building their faith and understanding their forgiveness that's available through Jesus. And then when they receive that and they feel the burden being lifted and know that they're forgiven by the King of the universe, they're overwhelmed with love, joy, and peace, and the fruit of the Spirit, and they have a new life and a new mission, and they want to share that. So we also, in turn, train them to go recruit. We say, find one more guy who's hurting, who needs hope, and tell them about Jesus. And if you're not confident in that, then at least get them to one of our events, or get them to a freedom appointment, or bring them to one of our dinners, or put them in front of our staff. And so when you find something that works, you want to tell everybody about it. I use the example of if you know the very best restaurant in your hometown, I always go to the best burrito. If you find the very best burrito in your hometown, how many people are you going to tell? Like, dude, this is the best burrito ever. You want to tell everybody. Well, Jesus is about a billion times better than the best burrito you've ever had. So.
And that you answered my next question, which was going to be, what are some practical next steps? And I think that's a perfect one for people who want to share Jesus but don't know how. So thank you for that. And before we get to ways to pray, I was just wondering, do you have any examples from veterans and first responders of like what happens when they take what you teach them and put it into action?
One of the coolest things we see is the impact on their family. So we have wives, and I unfortunately I don't have a lot of interaction with the wives of the vets that we deal with. We usually focus mainly on the veteran or the warrior, but every once in a while we'll meet them at a church or at a restaurant or whatever, and to be able to see the light in the eyes of a spouse who we don't know how bad it was, but now they've got their husband back, or they've got a new husband who's passionate about loving and serving and caring instead of motivated by, sinful desires or selfishness. It's all this, all the credit of all of this goes to God. We get to be his witnesses. We get to point people to him. But when you see an impact on a marriage and then a family and then on a church, we have one church in Tennessee that the church is swelling with growth and activity because a handful of warriors of men who some of them actually went to combat together are now serving the Lord, and they got a new mission of finding one more. And so their church is meeting. They formed a warrior group in their church, and they're all just full of life. So it's an amazing thing to be a part of. And the credit again goes all to God. As staff, we get to participate in it. Our donors get to, know the victory that they're a part of by supporting our ministry. And it's a pretty amazing thing to see the Great Commission happen on a regular basis. It's a huge honor.
And it reminds me of when Jesus came and said, I come to give abundant life, like life to the full. And that's what it sounds like is happening. And in closing on this topic, how can the rest of us, we'll get people connected to you guys in the online report, but everyone can pray. So how would you ask us to pray for those veterans and first responders who are taking the brave step of making disciples?
Absolutely. I pray for divine intervention, for Holy Spirit attacks. I pray for some guys who have connected to us and aren't doing well. So it's a constant spiritual battle of Lord, invade them with your spirit and draw them to you. And if we're a part of that, great. If not, send someone else. And continue to just assault the objective spiritually. So Desert Storm was one of the first things I did in my career, and the Air Force, although we pick on the Air Force, they battered our enemy before we even got on the ground. So I love to pray in advance, like, Lord, prepare the path, prepare the target, and then I'll go in and speak your name. So, and our staff and our volunteers are dedicated, and just continue to cover them with boldness and courage to speak his name everywhere they go.
Amen. And we're also at the time of year when the New Year's right around the corner, and people might be thinking about their plans for the new year. So, in the context of Warrior Set Free, what do you guys have on the horizon?
We will continue to do freedom appointments nonstop next year. I think we're about at 150 freedom appointments for this year, which is every year breaking more records. But then we have our Warriors Battle event is a 4-day event. We do those in Georgia. We're going to do one in Kentucky this year as well. We have veterans come from all over the nation for those. So we have four of those in Georgia. All that information is right on our webpage, warriorsetfree.org. And then we have two women's events, one in March and one in November. And those are specific for both female veterans and the spouses of male veterans, so wives of veterans. because they go to war too. They're a part of the process when we deploy, or so we're honored to be a part of women getting involved and coming to know the Lord and get healing from their past as well. Those events are called the Heroes Reflect.
And could you remind us real quick what happens at these events? Are they basically just like an extended freedom appointment?
Well, so great question. A friend of mine helped me develop an acronym, and it's the word TRIP, because I love the phrase, everybody's on their own faith journey. So the word TRIP is truth, relationships, identity, and purpose. So we're there Wednesday through Saturday, and those are the focus teachings for those 4 days. So we talk not only the truth of who God is, but the truth of our own stories and what we've been through. On Wednesday and Thursday, we talk about our relationship with God and salvation, and then also our relationship with other people. And there's a forgiveness process, which is part of our freedom appointment experience as well. And then there's a shift into Friday, talking about your identity and who you are and who God made you to be. And then to close it up with purpose, to love God, to love people, to build the kingdom, to be the chief servant of your home, to serve your church, your community, and put the plan in place to conquer the world for Christ.
And we share these stories to not just inform people, but to get them to act upon the information. And I know you guys rely heavily on volunteers. Can you help us understand, how volunteers play a role in your ministry and maybe some ways that people can respond?
Absolutely. The volunteer base is the strength of our mission. So the core things that volunteers get involved in are the freedom appointments, which are a one-day discipleship engagement. And we have our offices in Michigan and Georgia, but we also do a lot of virtual Zoom call, Google Meet calls in ministry. So if anybody out there wants to disciple other people and you're a warrior set free, on all the social medias, you'll connect with us, and then Set Free Ministries as well. So you could also get a hold of the Steps to Freedom in Christ and read through it, and we can lead you through that. But I tell people, if you find something better, come get me, I'll go do that. But the leading a freedom appointment, volunteering in a freedom appointment, you are presenting the gospel and discipling someone, and you literally sit down at an appointment and fulfill the Great Commission. And I love that you brought up John 10:10, because that pretty much sums up what happens in a freedom appointment. Is Satan, Jesus says, Satan the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he has come to give you life fully or abundantly. And when someone goes to a freedom appointment, we destroy the devil's work. We take back ground. We confess, repent, forgive, and really undo a lot of the schemes of the enemy. And then we get to replace that with, you mentioned, the fruit of the Spirit, with love, joy, and peace, and really see the light come into their eye. One thing that, and it's spoiler alert on this one, but more times than not, at the end of the freedom appointment, people will say, I just feel lighter. And we don't tell them to say it. It's just they unpack so much. They feel, one guy's like, it literally is physical. Like, I feel like I weigh less than I did when I came in here, which, physically they don't, because we feed them a burrito for lunch. So it's they feel the weight of the pain of the past, of all the trauma they've been carrying, the things they've got off their chest. And we get to see God, heal their spirits and unpack the schemes of the enemy and destroy the work of the devil. So if you want to volunteer doing that, it's a little bit more challenging virtually, but it is something that we're always open for more people, both on the warrior side and on the civilian side. And then the same way with all of our weekend events, the Warriors Battle and the Warriors, or the Heroes Reflect, We have so many people that want to come back and serve on those. And when you serve on one of those weekends after you've been on it, you get to be a part of seeing people get set free. And so we're already at a point where we have more people willing to serve than we have participants. So we have to tell everybody that wants to serve, if you want a guaranteed spot, you got to recruit somebody to participate. And then just inviting someone there, you're part of their journey, part of their testimony.
And it's something I'm excited to get people connected to so that they can not only participate but spread the word. And yeah, we'll connect people with all the ways to do that. For now, that wraps up my
Awesome.
questions. So is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think that's it. That's it's all about Jesus and destroying the work of the enemy.